Right, so if you've been living under a rock, you probably wouldn't know, but recently, and when I mean recently, I mean the last week, there was a Clicks ad, which I believe was actually under Tresemme. I don't know if Tresemme made the ad and Clicks like re-shared it. I'm not exactly sure. I need to look at that. But I do know that what was mentioned in that ad came across as very offensive, and rightfully so. Dave, I'm assuming you have seen this ad.
I have seen this ad.
Okay. So, for those of you who haven't, there is two pictures of hair. The first picture is of a white woman's hair, and I believe it says... Oh, no, sorry, I lie. The first picture is of a black woman's hair, and it says dry and damaged. And the picture underneath says, with a white woman's hair, says fine and thin, if I'm not mistaken.
Fine and flat.
Fine and flat. Okay, and it's advertising our product. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, Nando's and Dis-Chem have clapped back very cleverly, and I'm not entirely sure if these are legitimate. I've just been sent them through the power of family group chats. And the Dino's one says, Nando's dining is back. Don't worry, our chicken isn't dry or damaged, which is so typical. Oh, wow. Nando's, and I love it so much. And then the Dis-Chem one has hopped on this and said, shop now at Dis-Chem Online. You're just a few clicks away. And the clicks is in a capital C, so you know exactly what's happening over there. And my favorite kind of humor is when it's online on Twitter and it's different brands hitting back at each other. And I'm sure, David, you feel the same.
No, I love it. I love that Nando's and Dis-Chem are hitting back at them for it. Yeah, I think clicks... I don't understand how I wonder who's making those decisions. Like which people are in the advertising agency that's making those decisions.
I don't understand.
How can you look at that ad and like have the sense to put it out?
You know what?
As a white person, like,
Here's the thing. So from what I understand, they've now fired the chief executor who runs that marketing branch that sent through that ad, and I think they've suspended all the people that were working on that, which is great. Right? And I think that needs to happen. Like, if that's not happening, then we are really living in a world of injustices. But now, my question is to call my white hair fine and flat isn't exactly a compliment either. And so I can understand maybe why Clicks thought they were doing themselves a favor by putting two pictures of hair up there. But I don't understand how somewhere along the line, like, I'm assuming this thing went through 20 people before it got to the final press release, whatever it is. Like, how does no one pick that up? How does no one say, look, guys, do we really want to put our brand next to this ad? Like, are we proud of this ad? I don't know, Dave. What's your opinion on this?
To be honest, I was on Twitter and I went on to Clix's account because I wanted to see what their apology was saying.
Yeah.
And their apology reads, we have made a mistake and sincerely apologize for letting you down. Like, here's my problem with that, right? I don't enjoy it when people call racism a mistake, because I don't think racism is a mistake.
Yes, like...
Right? Like, racism is something that is built into our society. Yeah. It's not a mistake. Like, I'm not racist by mistake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I thought they really weren't taking up responsibility and owning for that. But that was my two cents, and I did comment my two cents.
Did you? Wait, was this in your fake Twitter account or your real Twitter?
Sorry?
Oh, is this in your fake
Twitter account? Obviously, I don't have the real Twitter account anymore.
So some soccer fan 1929 just commented on Texas Twitter, go look out, you'll finally find David's secret profile.
I wasn't kind at all, to be very honest. Yeah.
Okay.
I said, save the sweet talk. This is not a quote-unquote mistake.
Oh,
he has to call it one.
I'm just saying it now. David is going to be the guy that changes Twitter. I can feel it in my bones. David's going to take over Twitter one day.